弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, brothers and friends.
我们经过一周的工作劳累，我们又来到神殿中，能够来一起敬拜他。
After a week's work, and we come to the sanctuary to worship him.
我们来一起祷告，求神祝福我们。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you together to give you thanks.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的圣日，让你的儿女能够同心合意来到你的殿中，来听你的话语，来敬拜你。
So we thank you, give us such a good day that your children may come together to worship you with one heart.
主，愿你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心，让我们能够用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
May your spirit lead us, and so we may worship you in truth and in spirit.
让我们透过敬拜能够保得与主同在的平安跟喜乐和甘甜。
So through our worship, we may have the sweetness, the joy, and the peace of our Lord.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天开始讲马可福音第十三章。
Today we'll begin on chapter 13 of the Gospel according to Mark.
那么今天我们先分享第一节到第四节。
So today we're going to discuss verses 1-4.
那么很多人对预言呢很有好奇心。
Many people are very curious toward predictions.
那么因为他们很想知道将来有什么事情会发生。
Because they are all interested to know what they were going to happen in the future.
那么在圣经中呢，有很多的预言。
There are many, many predictions in the Bible.
例如神对挪亚预言大洪水的到来。
For example, that God has prophesied there will be a flood to Noah.
那么神也向亚伯拉罕预言说他撒拉要给他生一个儿子。
God also predicted that Sarah will have a son for Abraham.
神也透过先知预言了以色列国，以色列的南国和北国会灭亡。
So God also, through the prophets, predicted the destruction of both the northern and the southern kingdom of Israel.
那么他也透过先知预言，那么神的儿子要通过童女怀孕，道成肉身，降世为人，来拯救罪人的预言。
He also predicted that God, the Son of God, shall become veiled in the human body through the virgin birth. All of these prophecies have been fulfilled.
那么我们也知道，在过去的几十年中呢，我们也听过很多人的预言。
We also have heard many prophecies of men in the past few years.
比如呢，一个十六世纪的法国人诺查丹马斯，他预言说，1999年12月21日是人类的末日。
So the a Frenchman Thomas has predicted that in the last day of 1999 is the last day of the earth.
那还有人呢？他根据玛雅人的历法。预言说是2012年12月21日就是世界的末日。
Some predict that in 2012, the first day of December would be the last day.
那么还有耶和华见证人，还有一些其他的邪教异端的领袖，也多次预言了世界的末日在过去某一天会发生。
So including the Jehovah's Witness and many heresies, they have said that the last day will come in the past.
所有的这些人的预言都已经不攻自破。
So none of those prophecies of man has fulfilled.
那么今天的信息中，主耶稣他预言了以色列人引以为豪的圣殿将要被毁灭。
So today that Jesus predicted the temple which was precious for the Israelites will be destroyed.
那么这一预言呢，其在主后七十年得到了完全的应验。
And this was fulfilled in AD 70.
那么这里列举的所有的人的预言都没有应验。
All of the examples of the prophecies of men, none of them were fulfilled.
而神和耶稣基督的预言都得到完全的应验。
And yet God and Jesus' prophecies have all been fulfilled.
所以这再一次告诉我们一个真理。
Once again, this tells us a truth.
人的预言不可能得到应验。
So man's prophecy cannot be fulfilled.
因为人是受造物，他不可能掌控世界。
Because men are created, and they cannot control the world.
而主耶稣的预言被应验。
And Jesus' prediction will be fulfilled.
因为他是全知全能，他是掌控历史的神。
Because he is omnipotent and omniscient, he also controls the world.
让我们分三个方面呢来看今天的信息。
So we're going to look today's passage from three different perspectives.
那么第一节就告诉我们主耶稣的门徒他们称赞圣殿的宏伟。
So the first verse says, the Lord Jesus' disciple admired the magnificence of the temple.
第二节告诉我们主耶稣预言圣殿将被毁。
So verse 2 tells us, the Lord Jesus prophesied that the temple would be destroyed.
那么最后两节三四节我们看到门徒呢想知道这个圣殿被毁的这个时间或者还有这个有什么预兆。
So the last two verses tells us the disciples desires to know the time and the sign of the destruction.
我们来先看第一点。
Let's look at the first.
那么主耶稣的门徒他称赞圣殿的宏伟。
So the Lord's disciples that admire the temple.
那么第一节这样说，耶稣从殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒对他说，夫子请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。
So verse 1, and as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings.
那么从前面几章中我们知道。
From the previous chapters we know.
那么自从主耶稣进入和他的门徒进入圣城耶路撒冷。
Ever since Jesus and his disciples entered Jerusalem,
那么他们都是每天的一早来到圣殿，晚上又回到伯大尼。
So every morning they come to the temple, and every night they return to Bethany.
我们也看到主耶稣他洁净了圣殿。
We also saw Jesus cleansed the temple.
在圣殿也以智慧来回应祭司长、法利赛人、西律大人、撒都该人，还有文士。挑战他的所有的问题。
And also in the temple, he also answered the challenges by the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priests.
我们也看到主耶稣他用比喻和旧约的圣经在圣殿教训人。
We also see that the Lord Jesus taught in the temple by the Bible in the Old Testament.
他也同时责备了那些犹太教的领袖。的假冒伪善和他们的贪婪。
He also rebuked the laziness and the hypocrisy of the leaders of the Jews.
接着他们把圣殿变成了贼窝。
Told them they have turned the temple into the den of robbers.
然而他却对一位穷寡妇奉献了两个小钱，大家的赞叹。
And he also praised the two little copper coin offered by the widow.
那么现在呢，他和他的门徒从圣殿中就是刚就出来。
Now he and his disciples just came out of the temple.
那么从上下文我们看到他们要一起上橄榄山。
So from the context we know they're going together onto Mount Olives.
那么就在他们走出圣殿的时候呢，一位门徒转身看着圣殿，对圣殿以及建造圣殿的石头来大加的赞叹。
So.As they just came out, one of the disciples looked at the temple and he praised the stones and the buildings.
很可能这一位门徒呢，他以为主耶稣和他有同感。
Maybe this disciple thought that Jesus may feel the same way, just as he is.
所以他说，夫子请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。
This is what he said, look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings.
这里面我们要知道一下，主耶稣时代的圣殿呢，它并不是所罗门王建立的圣殿。
We need to know that the temple at Jesus' time was not the one built by Solomon.
那么根据犹太人的历史记载，那么所罗门王他是在主前960年建成了第一座圣殿。
So it's recorded the Solomon's temple was built in 976 years before Christ.
那么这座圣殿呢，在主前586年被巴比伦王尼布加尼撒烧毁。
So that temple was destroyed in I think it's B.C. 586 by the Babylonians.
对，那么从巴比伦被掳归回的以色列人，那么在主前537年开始重建圣殿。
So the temple was rebuilt in 587 after the exiles returned from Babylon.
那么这圣殿的重建工作呢，直到主前516年才竣工。
So this temple finished in 561 BC.
那么在主前20年，大希律王呢，他为了讨好犹太人，就开始又扩建这个第二座圣殿。
So about 20 years before Jesus' birth, the King Herod started to expand the temple to try to please the Jews.
那么这个扩建工程呢，在主后26年完成。
So the expansion completed in 26, year 26 after Jesus.
所以也就花了46年的时间。
So they spent 46 years expanding it.
那么这里所说的大希律王，就是主耶稣降生的时候，屠杀伯利恒城里四境所有两岁以下的男孩的那位希律王。
So this King Herod was the same one that asked to ordered to kill all the newborn boys when Jesus was born.
所以呢，门徒和主耶稣当时他们看到的圣殿，就是大希律王扩建的第二座圣殿。
So the temple that Jesus and the disciples saw was the one that was expanded by King Herod.
那么这座扩建后的圣殿呢，它是高150英尺。
So the height is 150 inches.
那么它由巨石组成建成。
It's built by huge rocks.
那么每块巨石呢，都是用黄金包裹。
And every rock was wrapped with gold.
那么这些巨石呢，这个大部分的这个它的大小呢，就是长是60英尺。
So the rocks, they are long as 60 inches.
宽11英尺。
So 10 inches wide.
高8英尺。
8 inches tall.
那我们可以想象，每一块石头都是用黄金包裹，所以圣殿呢，在日光之下是光彩夺目。
So they were all covered with gold, so it would be very shining in the, under the sun.
所以据历史记载呢，就是说人们根本就有阳光的时候不能正视这个圣殿，因为特别的耀眼。
So because of that, so people cannot directly look at the temple.
那么所以呢，门徒呢对宏伟的圣殿的惊讶其实是很正常的。
That's why people are very astonished to see the temple.
那么其实就像一个住在偏远农村的人第一次来到城市，那么看到什么都觉得稀奇。
Just like a person from the poor village come to the big city, everything looks great.
因为好多东西都是没见过的。
Because many things they have not seen.
那么我也记得第一次就是从农村来到城市，来到县城上高中的时候。
I remember when I was in high school, so I came to the city from the village.
我记得我们几个同学呢，第一天就是步行要去看火车。
去看什么？
看 train.
So we thought that the first day we're going to go see the train.
那我们一起去这个火车道看火车，看到火车那么长，开跑得那么快，就一直都真的是非常惊讶。
We were so astonished to see the train so long and runs so fast.
那么这些门徒呢，他们多半是在加利利的乡村长大。
So those disciples, most of them grew up in the countryside of Galilee.
那么他们现在呢，跟随主耶稣来到了圣城耶路撒冷。
Now they followed Jesus came to Jerusalem.
这是他们当时呢最繁华、最漂亮的城市。
This was the most beautiful city at that time.
那么他们又看到这个宏伟的圣殿和那些巨大的石头。
So when they saw the huge temple and those big rocks,
而且里外都被黄金包裹
and they were all wrapped with gold.
所以他们自然会感到惊奇。
That's why they are so marveled at it.
然而门徒本以为主耶稣和他们会一起赞叹这个圣殿的宏伟和它的华美。
So the disciples expected Jesus to be equally astonished by this building.
然而他们听到的会是什么呢？
But what did they hear?
我们看第二点，主耶稣没有这样的来像他们这样赞叹，反而是预言这个辉煌的圣殿将被摧毁。
So in verse 2, not only Jesus did not admire the building, he actually predicted the destruction of the building.
我们看第二节。
Read verse 2.
耶稣对他说，你看见这大殿宇吗？将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上，不被拆毁了。
And Jesus said to them, Do you see these great buildings?There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.
我们知道圣殿里面它分为两部分，一个是圣所，一个至圣所。
So we know in the temple there is the holy place and the holy unholies.
那么至圣所里面有神的约柜。
So in the holy place there is the ark.
而神的约柜就是神所在的地方。
So the ark is where The God's presence.
而圣殿的被毁也预示着是神对以色列人审判的象征。
So the destruction of the temple symbolized that the Israelites did the destruction of their God.
那么其实呢，早在列王时代，神就借众先知的口警告以色列人。
So even in the days of the prophet, God has warned the people.
那么让他们离开恶道，回转听从神的教导。
Teach them to depart from evil ways and worship God.
否则他要审判他们，要摧毁，要毁灭圣殿。
Otherwise, they will be punished and the temple will be destroyed.
那么在耶利米书七章八到十一节，先知这样讲，他说：“看哪，你们依靠虚无无意的话。”你们偷盗、杀害、奸淫、起假誓、向巴利烧香，并随从素不相识的别神，且来到这称为我名的下的殿，在我面前敬拜，又说我们可以自由了。你们这样的举动是要行那些可憎的事吗？这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝吗？我都看见了，这是耶和华说的。
So in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 8 to 11.Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known? And then came and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered, only to go on.Doing all those abominations. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord.
那么他们接着在十三节到十四节这样说，耶和华说，现在因你们行了这一切的事，我也从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从，呼唤你们，你们却不答应。所以我要向这称为我名下你们所依靠的殿与我所赐给你们和你们列祖所的地施行照我从前向示罗所行的一样
Continues in verse 13 and 14 And now because you have done all these things declares the Lord and when I spoke to you persistently you did not listen and when I called youYou did not answer. Therefore, I will do to the house that is called by my name and in which you trust, and to the place that I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh.
那么这里神向示罗所行的，那么它是指呢以色列在以利做事实的时代。
So these things describe when the Israelite did when Eli was the judge.
那么以色列人呢背离神。
So they did not depend on God.
那么他们有一次呢和腓力斯人打仗。
One day they were having war against the Philistines.
所以他们一开始战败。
They were defeated.
所以他们以为只要约柜在他们中间，他们就可以得胜。
So they thought that as long as they have the ark with them, they can defeat the enemies.
所以他们就派人去示罗，从这个会幕里面把神的约柜抬到他们这个打仗的这个前线的营中。
So they sent people go back to Shiloh where the ark was. They carried the ark to the front line.
他们以为只要约柜在他们中间，他们一定会得胜。
They thought as long as they have the ark, they can defeat the enemies.
结果他们这次败得更惨。
But they were defeated even worse.
他们全军被这个腓力斯人杀败。
They were completely defeated.
而且呢，约柜被腓力斯人掳去。
The ark was also captured by the Philistines.
那么这里呢，耶利米乃是警告以色列人。
Here, Jeremiah was a warning the Israelites.
他们不可以依靠圣殿。
They cannot depend on the temple.
如果他们不悔改，神也一样要审判他们，就像过去在士师时代一样。
So unless they repent, God will treat them as He did in Shiloh.
那么同样在弥迦书三章九到十二节这样记载，他说，雅各家的首领以色列的官长啊，当听我的话，你们业务公平，在一切事上趋往正直，以人血建立西安，以罪孽建造耶路撒冷，首领为贿赂行审判，祭司为雇价施讯回，先知为银钱行占卜，他们却依赖耶和华说，耶和华不是在我们中间吗？祸患必不临到我们。所以因你们的缘故，西安必被耕种像一块田，耶路撒冷必会变为乱堆，这殿的山必像丛林的高处。
Similarly in Micah chapter 3 verse 9-12, Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who dases justice and makes crooked all that is straight, who built Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Its heads give judgment for a bribe, the priests teach for a price, its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, Is not the Lord in the midst of us?No disaster shall come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height.
那么这里先知耶利米和弥迦的这一预言，那么在主前586年完全得到应验。
So here, both Jeremiah and Micah prophesied the destruction, the complete destruction of 586 BC.
因为以色列人的罪，神就使用巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来烧毁了圣殿。
So because of their sins, God made the king of Babylon to destroy the temple.
而且灭了犹大国。
And also demolished the Judah.
而以色列人认为他们是神的选民。
But the Israelites thought that they were the chosen people of God.
不管他们做什么，那么神总会站在他们这一边来帮助他们。
So no matter what they do, God will always be on their side.
然而圣洁公义的神，他绝不会这样行。
But the holy and just God will not do that.
那么这里我们也可以学到，那么我们作为基督徒也是一样。
For us as Christians, it's the same.
那么我们不可以以为不管我们做什么，神总会站在我们这一边来帮助我们。
So we cannot think that doesn't matter whatever we do, God will be always on our side.
我们要常常问我们自己，我是效法这个世界与世俗为友吗？
So we need to often ask ourselves, do I always follow the society and be friends with the world?
还是我们敬畏神, 常常站在神的一边, 听从神给我们的教导?
Or do I worship God? I will always stand on the side of God and be obedient to his teaching.
那么主耶稣这里的预言, 它并不是对以色列人的警告。
Here, the prediction by Jesus was not a warning for the Israelites.
而是告诉他们必然发生的事。
It was just telling them the things is going to happen.
所以他在前面洁净圣殿的时候, 已经告诉他们。
When he was cleansing the temple, he has already told them.
那么在马可福音11章17节, 他说, 经上不是记着说, 我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗? 你们倒使他成为宰我了。
So in Mark chapter 11, verse 17, and he was teaching them and saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of a prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
所以主耶稣乃是想让以色列人知道圣殿本来是神的子民集体敬拜他的场所。
Jesus was teaching the people that they need to know the temple is where God's children come to worship. So now it lost the function. It became a merchant's making trades. It became a tool for the leaders of the Jews to gain personal benefits. Therefore, the temple will be destroyed.
那么主耶稣的预言呢,
there's another meaning of the prediction by Jesus. And in the future, they do not need to come to the temple to worship.
也就是当他从死里复活升天, 那么要完成父神的救赎计划之后,
is once he has resurrected from death and ascended to the Father,
他要赐下圣灵住在信他之人的心里,
he will send the Holy Spirit and dwelling in the hearts of believers.
耶路撒冷的圣殿不再是人们敬拜神的唯一的场所。
So the temple in Jerusalem is no longer the only place people can worship.
就像约翰，就像主耶稣在约翰福音4章21节和23、24节和撒玛利亚人谈到的时候所讲到的。
This is just the same as when Jesus was discussing with the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
那么他在这个约翰福音4章21节这样讲到，说妇人，你当信我，时候将到。 你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
In John 4:21, Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
那么在23到24节他这样讲，他说时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。 神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。So
also in verse 23 and 24, but the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以呢，过去以色列人在旧约是在圣殿敬拜神，所以呢，我们现在的教会，那么就是神的儿女，我们不管在哪里，一同敬拜神，这里就是有神的同在。So
in the past, the Israelites worship in the temple, but now in the time of churches, we can worship wherever we are.
那么主耶稣的这个预言呢，在主后70年得到完全的应验。
So Jesus' prediction was completely fulfilled in 70 AD.
那么当时罗马的提多将军率领军队用火焚烧了耶路撒冷城和圣殿。
So in AD 70, the general Titus who burned the Jerusalem temple.
那么圣殿呢，他烧了七天七夜才熄灭。
So the temple burned for 7 days and 7 nights.
我们知道圣殿都是用黄金来包裹的巨石建成。
We know that it was built by the rocks wrapped with gold.
所以因为这个高温的缘故呢，那么圣殿中所有的金子都被烧得融化了。
Because of the high temperature, so all the gold melted.
而被融化的这些金子呢，就送在这些墙缝呢，就流到了这个基石的这个缝隙中。
So the melted gold seeped into the between the rocks.
所以罗马士兵发现以后，就为了得到这些金子，他们不得不把这些石头一块一块的从圣殿都采下来。
So for the Roman soldiers, because they want to get the gold, so they have to take each of the rocks apart.
所以呢，耶稣说，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁，就得到了完全的应验。
So when Jesus said, "There's no more any rock upon another; they all be thrown down," so that prediction was also fulfilled.
那么我们看到门徒对圣殿大加赞叹。
Now we see the all the disciples admired the temple.
而主耶稣且预言圣殿要被摧毁。
But Jesus had predicted that the temple would be destructed.
所以这两者呢形成了一个很鲜明的对比。
So there is a clear comparison.
那么这发生在他们刚刚从圣殿出来的时候。
This was happened when they just came out of the temple.
然而呢，我们从上下文看到，那么听到主耶稣关于圣殿的命运之后，门徒在跟着主耶稣往上橄榄山的途中没有讲任何的话。
So now, from the context, we know the disciples followed Jesus on the way to Mount Olives. They did not speak any other things.
然而我们可以想象他们的心中一定在思想关于圣殿被毁的这件事情。
But we can imagine they'd be thinking about the destruction of the temple.
因为他们一上山，等主耶稣刚坐下，他们就开始问他有关圣殿被毁的事情。
So as soon as they get to Mount Olive, as soon as Jesus sat down, they started asking him.
那么这是我们要讲的第三点，那么就是门徒想急切的知道圣殿被毁的时间和有关的。
So this is the third point. The disciples desire to know the time and the sign of the destruction of the temple.
我们看三节和四节。那么耶稣在橄榄山上对圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？这一切事将成的时候有什么预兆呢？
In verse 3 and 4, And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign?When all these things are about to be accomplished.
那么这里的橄榄山呢，它的位置是在这个耶路撒冷的这个东北边，大约2公里的地方。
So the Mount Olives is about the northeast of Jerusalem, 2 miles.
那么这橄榄山呢，它的海拔高度它是826米。
So it's about 826 meters above sea level.
所以它比耶路撒冷这个城呢高出30多米。
It's about 30 some meters higher than the Mount Zion, Jerusalem.
所以在橄榄山上呢，可以俯瞰全部耶路撒冷的这个城的景色。
So on top of Mount Olive, you can look down onto entire city of Jerusalem.
那么这里我们看到门徒一点也没有反驳或者质疑主耶稣关于圣殿将要被毁的这个预言。
Here we can see the disciples didn't argue or question the prediction,
而是暗暗的或者是悄悄的去问了主耶稣两个问题。
But they privately asked two questions.
那么一个就是这些事情什么时候会发生？
One is when will all these things happen?
那么第二个问题就是发生这些事之前有什么预兆？
The second is what are some of the signs before this is going to happen?
我们要知道，在当时的犹太人的心目中，
We need to know in the minds of the Jews of those days.
那么圣殿呢，具有极其崇高的这个位置。
So the temple has the highest position in their hearts.
他们认为如此宏伟坚固的这个圣殿不可能被人毁灭。
They never thought this strong and beautiful temple can ever be destroyed.
他们认为如果这个圣殿毁灭，那么世界的末日也一定会马上到来。
So if they think if the temple is destroyed, the end of the world will come.
所以呢，在同样这件事，那么在马太福音是这样记载的。
So it is also recorded in the Gospel according to Matthew.
那么在马太福音二十四章第三节这样讲，门徒也是问耶稣，主耶稣，他说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
Matthew 24:3, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying.Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
所以就，但我们从门徒的这两个问题，我们可以看到。
From the two questions we can see,
他们并不是说想让耶稣告诉他们哪年哪月哪日这些事情发生。
They did not want to know when would this happen, on which day, which year.
因为他们如果想知道，想让耶稣告诉他们这些，这个具体时间，他们就不必要问下一个关于预兆的问题。
So if they want to know when this coming, they do need not to ask the question about the signs.
所以这里我们看到他们是完全相信主耶稣的预言。
So here we can see they totally believe in the prediction.
而且他们想知道这一些圣殿被毁和世界末日到来之前有一些什么预兆。
So they want to know what are some of the signs of the destruction and the end of the age.
他们怎么样来为这些事情的发生做好自己的准备。
So how can they prepare themselves for the happening?
其实这也告诉我们每一个神的儿女，
This also tells all of us as children of God.
我们知道神，圣经没有告诉我们主耶稣什么时候具体什么时候回来。
So that the Bible did not tell us when Jesus is going to come back.
也就是说，他随时都可能回来。
So he can come back anytime.
所以我们要时时刻刻做好预备。
So we ought to be ready all the time.
那么今天的信息呢，我们看到在圣殿的犹太人和主耶稣的眼，那么在看到圣殿在犹太人和主耶稣的眼中，它有不同的价值。
So today through the message we can see the temple has different value in the Jews and in Jesus.
那么犹太人以圣殿为他们的自豪和依靠。
So the Jews.Are proud of their temple and they depend on the temple.
那么认为只要有圣殿在，神就与他们同在。
They believe as long as there is the temple, the God will be with them.
那么主耶稣知道圣殿已经失去了它的功用。
Jesus knows the temple has already lost its function.
那么成了个贼窝。
Become a den of robbers.
那么它没有继续存在的价值。
There's no longer a need to be continued.
要在不久的将来被毁灭。
It will be destroyed in the near future.
然而呢，有的人呢胆大妄为。
But some people are very daring.
那么竟敢预言某些事件发生的具体的时间。
And can predict when exactly some things are going to happen.
结果呢，不攻自破。
And then they were wrong.
主耶稣预言圣殿被毁。
Jesus predicted the destruction of the temple.
他并没有告诉说这个圣殿具体什么时间哪天被毁。
He did not tell which day is going to happen.
然而这个圣殿，那么在预定在后将来的时间，他就已经被毁，完全得到应验。
So, right shortly after his prediction that.Temple was completely destroyed.
因为主耶稣他是全知全能的掌管历史的神。
Because Jesus is omnipotent and the one who controls the history.
那么是他控制所有历史事件的发生。
So he can control all the things that happens in the history.
所以其实呢，历史其实就是他的故事。
So we can see the history is about him.
那么今天的信息也告诉我们。
So the passage today also tells us.
那么敬拜神的场所不在于华美。
So the place where we worship God does not need to be beautiful.
而在于是否有神的同在。
It only depends on whether God is with us.
人是否用心灵诚实来敬拜神。
And whether we are worshiping in truth and the spirit.
那我们知道在欧洲呢有很多宏伟的这些教堂。
We know in Europe there are many magnificent cathedrals.
然而没有人在里面聚会敬拜神。
Nobody inside worship.
只是供游客来参观。
It's all for the tourists.
但是我们知道神是个灵。
We know that God is spirit.
信他的人，他要我们用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
So he wants his believers to worship him in spirit and truth.
那么通过今天的信息，我们神的儿女呢，也要警惕各种异端邪说的迷惑。
So through the passage, we as children of God, we need to watch out for the heresies.
我们要常常多与神亲近。
We need to be closer to God all the time.
那么求圣灵帮助我们多明白圣经给我们的启示的真理。
So ask the Spirit to help us to understand the revelations of the Bible.
那么以圣经作为我们判别真伪的最高权威。
So the Bible should have the utmost authority in interpreting events.
好让我们在这个被虐的时代能够为主做美好的见证。
So that we can be good testimony for our Lord in this world.
不管遇到任何的诱惑、任何的逼迫、任何的这些诱惑，我们都可以在主的面前站立得住。
So we need to be stand firm despite of the temptations and challenges.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢主你的恩典、你的怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and for your truth.
你把我们这些本来不配的罪人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
You have delivered us.The undeserving people from destruction.
从世人中分别为圣
and separate us apart from the world.
成为主你的儿女
become your children.
主你也赐给我们永生的盼望
Oh Lord, you have also given us eternal hope.
赐给我们圣经你的话语
You have given us your word, the Bible.
你也差派圣灵住在我们的里面带领帮助我们
You also sent the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and teach us.
主，我就求主你，让我们每个弟兄姐妹能够用一切的蒙恩之道，能够更多的来明白你。
So please teach each one of us, brothers and sisters, learn to understand your words.
能够让我们把主你给我们赐的祝福，能够充充满满的，能够彰显在我们身上。
So that we may show all the blessings that you have abundantly given us.
也帮助我们能够抵挡各样的诱惑，各样的这些世俗的这些虚妄的东西。
Also, help us against those temptations and those vain sayings.
让我们能够预备好，我们每时每刻等候主你的再来。
So that we may be prepared for your coming again.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and thanks in the name of our precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.